I'm going to say this as straight as I possibly can. I am begging you, if you're a parent and you've got kids there, that this subject is just too upsetting for your young children. Please get them out of the room or change the station. We urge you to exercise parental discretion.
Hey, Uncle, how much you give me for this radio, huh? Now, this hot little old radio, man, is worth plenty of rubles, man. It's got lots of juice. You got shortwave, police call, boats. Late at night, man, you get out of space. Come on, Uncle, just make me an offer. Now, this is a $100 radio. Man. It's got a clear tone. Boy, that's clear as a mother's old bell. That's it. Come on, baby. Show the man your power, baby. Blast him! Give him some of that tone! Oh, man. You radio, you mother!
Hey, Jim, what about TV? You like TV?
What?
New thing, Jim. A television. Oh, pictures.
Yeah.
No pictures.
Why not?
Everything these days is pictures. Pictures and a lot of noise. Nobody even knows how to talk. Just grunt at each other.
Babies that were sacrificed, forsaken.
I will probably have nightmares tonight about it.
From the nightmares, to the running around the room when they disclose, to the latching on, to the crying and saying, Mommy, 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 don't go out, because if you go out, they're going to kill you. Threats, intimidation, fear.
Now, if you're going to stay cool, you got to wail. You got to put something down. You got to make some jive. Don't you know what I'm talking about? Well, that's all I'm saying.
You're a bad man. You're a very bad man.
Rejection of parental values. Unusual interest in books on Satanism, black magic, or witchcraft. Obsession with rock music groups using satanic symbols or references. Rejection of friends. Preference for being alone. Meditation, chanting, use of new vocabulary.
Is it the force of evil? Does it disrupt? Is it a force for everything negative?
There's two kind of laws, honey. One for the rich, and one for the poor.
He sees all and knows all. He's wise, he's kind, he is fair. He loves truth and goodness.
Listen, you screwheads. Here is a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the dogs, the filth. Here is someone who stood up.
Hey, buddy. This is the state of New Jersey, and I don't care who you are.
Hi, this is Chris T on WFMU, Uppsala College East Orange. The program is Aerial View. Today, our third annual guitar show, plugging in right about now with our guests in the studio, Skip Henderson from City Lights Music, and on the phone in a few minutes, Chris Cush from the Mojo Guitar Shop in New York City, talking about, yes, guitars and gear. And also in the studio, Il Bruce of the A-Bones, and haven't been on the radio in a while, I take it. You've been absent. Yes,
no, I haven't.
Okay. Well, you weren't on the radio just then either.
Am I on the radio now?
You're on the radio now, yes.
Yeah, I've been absent.
Okay, so you guys just sauntered in here at like 3 minutes after six and then started telling me to chill out.
The FMU classic motif of airing the dirty laundry immediately.
Yeah.
It makes me homesick.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because
when you said this is the third annual New York Guitar Show broadcast of Aerial View, this is the third annual attempt at,
well, we did two of them. They were done by the phone. I mean, last year Skip couldn't find his way here.
Skip called from bars all over the Northeast.
yeah it was quite interesting, but Skip is here actually in person.
We're here.
And you're gonna share one microphone, because I didn't think you were coming. I didn't set up a mic.
You have no faith.
Look, as a person who believes in punctuality,
perfect spokesperson for your generation.
What?
Huh?
Start with the attacks right away. Let's talk about guitars, okay?
Okay.
Because that's what the show is about here, right? And the number, by the way, is 201-678-7743. Skip, what's the New York Guitar Show, and why is it happening?
All right, the New York
Fill
Guitar,
us in.
This is the sixth one. This is the sixth annual New York Guitar Show. It's something that started basically in response to a need here. It started out of a thing that long departed from the scene, Ken Hear, originally did.
Uh-huh.
Back,
St. Mark's Music Exchange.
Yeah, back, I guess in 86 or so. And it was at a hotel. We did 1 year at a hotel and on the west side. And after that, I tried to come up with some way that the whole collector's guitar market and the used guitar scene could generate money for charity of some kind. At the time, I had been working in Elizabeth and Newark, and there was the AIDS crisis was starting to really burgeon. And I hooked up with some people at the AIDS Resource Foundation for Children in Newark. Terry Zeeland and his wife Faye had started this project. It's a hospice for children with AIDS, and said this is a reason to do the guitar show. We've got a big church auditorium, which Bruce happened to find for us on the Lower East Side.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And, what's where is it at again?
It's at 440 East 12th Street.
And what church is that?
Between First Avenue and Avenue A. It's the basement of Mary Help of Christians Church.
Okay.
It's a school church combo. They have to kick out the bingo ladies for Saturday night bingo once out of one night a year.
This is a large basement, so you know.
It's huge. Yeah. They at first they were very reluctant to do this. The priest told us that they're going to lose $275 by letting us have the guitar show there. I think they cleared $4,800 that weekend.
Yeah, they've never been reluctant since.
Yeah. Bingo takes a backseat to vintage guitars nowadays there.
If they just set up a booth selling religious artifacts, they'd make quite a bundle too.
Well, they sell jelly donuts and coffee and stuff.
Yeah, they got the church ladies back there
which,
with the hot dogs.
Depending on what your orientation is, I guess can be religious artifacts.
Now, you kind of, I mean, last year it was really crowded, and this year I expect it's going to be even more crowded. And yep. What about next year?
More crowded.
Okay. Yeah. But it's staying there. It's staying at the church. Next year it goes upstairs.
Well, actually, next year we've got the whole.
Do it in the pews.
next year we've got the whole back. The gymnasium is going to be opened up, and we're actually almost going to double the space.
Cool. Okay. So you're not going to need the altar for the displaying marshals. Like
no.
Okay.
Baptismal font for rewound pickups.
Yeah.
The thing of it is, crowded or not, it's a really great opportunity to like score and look at like some truly amazing vintage instruments, and it's kind of unusual, I guess, as Skip was saying, because for once it's a fair, it's not the most philanthropic bunch of people. I mean, present company excluded. I mean, they're really not like the, it's kind of like sort of that Star Trek vibe in a lot of ways, and it's a cool opportunity to look at a whole bunch of cool stuff, score a bunch of cool stuff, and like do something reasonable and charitable for an excellent charitable organization.
And the amount of trading that goes on in the aisles, never mind behind the booths, is amazing.
It's extraordinary.
Guys were like carrying stuff in off the street and walking out with totally different things.
And if you're like me, I feel sorry for you. Moreover, like you probably sort of respond to kind of the Margaret Mead nature of the thing, because it's a really specific strata of like weird people with like amazing hearts. Hardware, just sort of trading it back and forth. And
now, what strata is this?
Each other, sort of fat guys that don't play, and that like just have really cherry gear and like live in their town and like sort of pride each other on like ripping off grandparents for their old instruments and then selling them Japanese guys for huge tickets. But I mean, there's a lot of really good stuff.
Here's our guest on the phone, and welcome to the program. Chris, how are you?
All right, how you doing, Chris?
Okay, how are you? You're safe and sound in the comfort of your own.
Well, sort of.
Guitar
I'm working
store.
On Squids from the Lunatic's Base as I speak to you.
Oh, cool. Now, you didn't make it down here this year, and I gave you a year, and I told you about this like a year in advance, and I figured if Chris gets a year's notice, he'll make it
Chris
down
a dog,
here.
Chris man. He's a dog.
Well, I'm still at work.
You're still at work, hard at work. Where?
At Mojo Guitar Shop at 102 St. Mark's Place.
That's also between first and eighth.
Who's that, Skip? Did Skip make it?
You're on your seventh or eighth coffee, Chris? Ninth coffee today, I guess, right? Hey, look, man, we braved the Garden State Parkway lot. We made it here this year.
This year they're here.
Where are you?
Chris, can I get a firm commitment from you that you'll be here next year? I'll give you a year. How's that?
Well, give me a year to think about it.
Give you a year?
Did Skip make it there?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, well, he's talking to you right now. Go ahead, talk to him.
I can't hear him.
Listen harder.
Bruce brought us here.
All right.
Skip is dogging you on the radio, like during the quiet parts that you can't hear.
Well,
he's actually dogging you.
Then tell Chris it's been lovely talking to you.
No.
I'll talk to you guys later.
I'm kidding.
No.
You got to hang around for this. Okay, where are we going to get started? Where do you want to start this show off this year? It is the third annual. You want to talk about the state of American guitars, and then we'll move on from there? Like, who's still manufacturing actually in the 48 states?
Chris.
Anybody?
Fender. Gibson.
And who else? Is that it?
It's
Guild Rickenbacker, but Guild's in Chapter 11.
Guild's going out of business?
No, they're just in Chapter 11, which means that they're
foundering happily out
there. Right. They have protection under Chapter 11.
They have a lot of paperwork.
Is now the time to get Guilds? Is that what you're saying? Buy Guilds now?
No.
No? Okay.
Unless you like Guilds. They've had some tough times, and they're just trying to weather through them.
Hey, you know, I was up in Connecticut recently in West Hartford, and I called up the Ovation people, mm-hmm. and I said, do you have any, like, electrics lying around still, you know, Vipers or Preachers or anything like that? And lo and behold, they did. They had some bodies. But they were in such horrible shape, you know.
Why would you want an Ovation Viper anyway? Do you like the toggle switches?
I wanted to. I was going to put together a Partridge Family tribute band.
Oh, what a great idea. They did have the full-on endorsement, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah, they did. And it was kind of called for, you know. But, didn't fly.
Chris, did you get a Fender letter about the Vertical Price Restraint Act?
You bet I did.
Yes, you got the Fender letter?
Hey, let us know. Let us tell us,
Congressman.
Tell us layman what the Vertical Restraint Price Act is.
Skip has to do it. I can't even fathom what it is.
Well, what is it, Skip?
Basically, what it means is there's a bill which has passed both the House and Senate and is gone to Supreme Imperial Majesty Bush for his signature, which would let anyone, no matter what they sell, as long as they have a business of some kind, you could, you know, be a mom-and-pop grocery store, a Western auto parts store, anyone has access to Fender guitars or Gibson guitars or any guitar from any major manufacturer. In other words, the manufacturer can't restrict who sells their instruments.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay. So I could go down to a bodega and buy a Fender guitar.
Yes, they're selling them now, probably.
Really? Mm-hmm. Now, what's so bad about that? Is that a bad thing? Would that put you guys out of business?
Well, no. No, if you're Fender guitars, it's bad because you're losing the carrot tied to the stick used to beat the dealers into, you know, merchandising as they see fit, essentially.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Now, come at that again from a totally different angle. I walk into a store, right, and this thing has gone into effect. This act has been signed and gone into effect. What does it mean to me, the consumer?
Well, here we go. It means that you walk into Kmart, you can walk out with pork rinds, you know, rubber bath mat, and a Telecaster. It means
at a Kmart price.
Yeah, at a Kmart price.
Wow.
Exactly right. At a Kmart price. But see, what Fender's upset about is the fact that when said Telecaster breaks, you can't bring it back to Kmart. You'll have to send it back to them, or there's no one to represent their service department or carry their strings
or their whole line of stuff.
As it is now, I believe to carry a Fender be a full line dealer of guitars, they also, you know, pressure you into buying strings and carrying the whole line of stuff. This will end.
Like pre-sleeveless T-shirts and coffee
string
mugs
stretchers.
And everything else. String stretchers.
String
yeah.
stretchers.
The things that work once.
Now, Chris, how do you feel about this? Do you think you'd like to be able to walk into a Kmart anywhere in the country and pick up a Fender or Gibson or?
Oh, sure.
Yeah?
Why not?
Now,
sure. If Skip's allowed to sell, why not?
If Skip's allowed to sell?
Yeah.
Do you guys have a running feud I don't know about?
No, I love Skip.
Oh, okay. All right. So this is a bad thing that could be a good thing. It's a bad thing for the manufacturers, but a good thing for us, the consumer.
Oh, it's a good thing for the manufacturers, too. They just don't know it yet.
Yeah, they haven't figured it out yet.
You mean if they could sell things through the Sears catalog?
Anywhere.
Wow. Okay. Anywhere. Well, anywhere. I'm going into the guitar business. I feel there's a bundle that can be made.
We hate you.
No. Listen, why...
Tell them about the bundle that can be made, Chris.
Yeah. Tell me about the bundle
right.
that can be made, Chris. Listen, why is it that, you know, the guitar is still around? How come it hasn't become, like, outmoded like other musical instruments? This is a philosophical, rhetorical question.
Sorry to break into your rhetoric, but what musical instruments have become outmoted?
People
still play banjos and balalaikas.
The dulcimer. I mean,
I know dulcimer players.
Yeah, but, you know, the banjo used to be really big at one time, right? I mean, they used to sell way more banjos than guitars.
It's a sex thing.
It is a sex thing. They're big, they're loud, they're shaped like a penis.
Oh, okay.
People of both genders, we've discovered, like, relate very directly to that.
And Chris,
yeah.
Are you still working on that bass? What is wrong with it?
She just got back from England.
And someone vomited in it.
And it needs to be set up so that she can finish playing her gig.
Is that what she was using to smuggle stuff back with? Is
that why it doesn't look that. I just opened it up and there's nothing
okay.
in it.
It's a sex thing.
Did they do a peel session?
I don't know. I haven't talked to her yet. The vase was just dropped off.
Let me open the phone lines here. We were doing on-air appraisals last year. Do you remember that?
You bet.
201-678-7743. blind appraisals. You call up and tell us what you have, we'll tell you.
We haven't slept. We're overcaffeinated.
We'll tell you what, you know, you may be able to get for that puppy.
We got a master with us. We got a master. Jim Pash is here from Outlaw Guitars. He's a master at on-air appraisals. He'll appraise any guitar over the phone.
Hi, Jim. No one introduced us, but hello. And I hear you have Tesco Del Rey down there.
Tesco will be there.
He's in the store with Chris.
He's in the store right now.
Hey, he's a hero of mine, a cheap guitar guy. Hang on, we got a phone call. Hi, what's your guitar?
Yeah, I have a Gibson Country Gentleman around 1983.
1983.
You might check that headstock. It might say Gretsch.
It's like a, it's a G something. I don't know what it is.
It's a G something?
It's permanently disfigured, so you can't make out the other letters?
No.
Wait a minute. Didn't Gibson do for a while an endorsement deal with Chet?
They still make the guitar.
And it was called a country something or other.
Country Gentleman.
Country Gentleman, okay. So he's got one.
He may have one.
What's it worth?
So tell him what it's worth.
Sir? I don't know. Ask Chet.
Tell me.
What's it worth to you, bud? I mean, do you like playing it? Does it sound good when you bang on it? Does it look good, like in your arms and stuff?
Yeah, it's nice.
Well, then who cares what it's
worth?
Do you want to unload it?
Is this a classical guitar?
No, it's an electric.
Regular electric guitar.
Uh-huh. Does it have square marks on the neck? Markers on the neck or kind of half moon ones?
Just square one, rectangular.
Yeah, so it's a Gibson, Skip.
Is it a semi hollow body?
Yeah, the semi hollow body with the Bigsby, two humbuckers. Uh-huh. It's set up just like the Gretsch guitars were, but now Chet has the deal through Gibson. That's how come when Gretsch started up again, they couldn't call any of their guitars the Country Gentleman. They had to call them the Tennessee Rose.
Is it a well-made guitar?
Sure.
Okay, from 1983. And what color is it?
Sunburst.
Sunburst. Okay. And do you want to get rid of it?
Could. I'm thinking about trading it.
How much do you want for it?
Chris sold him this guitar.
No. I'm thinking of buying it though. if the price is right, I'll buy it from him.
Got a case.
I'll give you $150 for it.
Comes with the case.
What do you say? I don't even want the case. $150. No?
I don't know.
No. Okay, really. Yeah, in all honesty, what could this man get for this guitar?
It's hard to say. Without seeing the instrument, it's always hard to say. Figure $500, safe guess, one way or another, up or down, for the hard case.
Excellent.
We're getting a range of between $500 and $700.
Yeah, maybe more.
So I could trade it in for like an acoustic guitar or something?
Bring it to the guitar show
should
tomorrow.
Be no
That's the
yeah,
whole point of this
no
thing.
No problem in that.
Bring it down and do some trading.
What time is the guitar show?
It's from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow.
At 440 East 12th Street, that's between 1st and A, in the basement, the gymnasium, the auditorium of Mary Help of Christians Church in the beautiful, sumptuous East Village.
Excellent.
Convenient to many burnout buildings.
They don't mind people doing that, do they? I mean, you guys don't mind people bringing stuff in.
You're welcome.
Right?
Guy brought a Philco Predicted TV 2 years ago and traded for a guitar. You don't have to bring just guitars.
That kind
you
of behavior
You could bring
is
a girlfriend and trade it for a guitar.
Do that. Bring rare 78 records.
This guy thing's getting a little out of hand.
Okay. Listen, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Country Gentleman. Hello, welcome to the air. What's your guitar?
Is Chris T there?
Yes, he is. You're on the air with him right now.
Chris, don't you think as host it's time that you should give Skip a drink?
Who is this?
A drink of what?
Oh, I don't know. Whatever he wants.
You got to turn your radio down.
Yes, Andy. Yeah. Turn your radio down.
Okay, we can't talk to him because he's got his radio turned way up. 201-678-7743. Is the phone number here, and already we've made a man like $500 to $700 richer.
Well,
just by listening to this program,
Chris, I don't want to burst your bubble. I don't want to come in low on your enthusiasm.
But you will.
This guitar for money thing. I mean, I realize that like you guys are in the business and all of that, but I mean, for me, the New York Guitar Show, it's a great opportunity to like see a whole bunch of instruments that you can't afford but are kind of neat to look at and talk to people about them,
and maybe
to acquire ones that you can actually use rather than ones that like
I'm
you have to put under your
people,
bed and
I'm
speculate
into making
about.
People happy. What I want to do here, the purpose of this. And the idea behind this was get rid of something you're not happy with and get something you are happy with.
Like a Philco TV set.
If this man can get rid of his Country Gentleman and pick up something else that he's actually going to play.
He can get his his Danzig signature model Hamer or whatever.
Yeah, there's some kid out there right now crying every night going to bed with tears in his eyes because he doesn't have a Country Gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what do you think of that?
His name's Whit Smith.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, hello. I have a Gibson SG. I believe it's a Melody Maker or a SG Junior.
Uh-huh.
Single pickup.
It's very easy to tell. Does the pickup have screws that you can see?
Yeah.
Adjustable screws.
Little screws, yeah.
Right, straight across sticks, obviously, right?
Yeah.
There'd be a junior then. A Melody Maker, the pickups are completely covered.
Oh, okay. What year was this from? Because a friend of mine gave it to me, like, in 1981, because he didn't play. And I've been holding on to it ever since. And
how many pickups are on this?
One pickup.
This is one pickup. Does it have Les Paul on the headstock? Does it say Les Paul at all?
No, it's just Gibson on the top of the head.
Just Gibson. Okay, is the pickguard very large? Goes across the whole top of the guitar?
It like starts at the neck and it goes around to the front, to the bottom. I mean,
is the pickup mounted in the pickguard or is it mounted in the wood body of the guitar itself?
It's mounted in the wood.
Mm-hmm.
Does it say "Made in USA" on the back of the headstock?
On the back of what?
On the back of the headstock.
Hold on.
He's looking at it now. Isn't this great?
You're flipping it over.
Oops, no. And he's dropped it. It's not worth anything now.
It doesn't say. It just...
What color is it?
It's cream.
cream.
With cream,
Wow. Is it the color of urine? Has it turned yellow?
No.
Okay. All right.
No. No, it's
is it a U word.
It looks like ivory. Sort of like ivory, but.
Hey, we could let Jim.
Huh?
Talk to Jim. Jim from Outlaw Guitars. He's going to appraise your guitar for you.
Okay.
You're not talking, though.
What do the tuning machines say? The actual, on the back of the tuning machines, they say anything?
The tuning machines say, hold on for a second.
He's obviously Klusen, found this on the street.
Klusen Deluxe.
Klusen Deluxe. Okay, it's a nice guitar.
Yeah.
Cream colored. You know, I'd probably say it's 64, 65,
yeah.
Somewhere in there.
That's what I was told, yeah.
Yeah, it was called, that's called the TV finish at that time.
TV finish.
You know, I've been looking for one of those.
There
really?
We go.
There I'll
we
give
go.
You 150 yeah. bucks for it.
Don't.
I don't even want the case.
You don't sell any guitars at this radio station, let me tell you. Really.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Like, that's not what you would offer this man if you walked into City Lights. What would you offer this man?
Well, hey, look.
Do you actually have a storefront anymore? I don't even know. If you walked into your P.O. box.
Does it have a tremolo arm on it?
Yeah.
It does have a tremolo arm on it.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, there's one at the guitar show tomorrow. I think it's up for $800.
Really? Is that all?
Is that all?
For 1965?
Hey, no,
64-65, not 54-55.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah.
Hey, man, how much did you expect for it? What were you looking for, a pot of gold?
You got it for free. Do you like playing it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you got it for free, so why kick?
Yeah, I can't trade it because, you know, I'm the guy might ask for it back, you know.
Oh, the guy might ask for it back. Is he
in?
Is he in jail?
No, it belonged to his uncle, and his uncle died and gave it to him. So
if his uncle comes back from the dead, there might be a problem.
Did the local police, are they familiar with this instrument at all?
Actually, you know, there's a story behind it.
I don't want to hear the story.
I really don't.
I don't want to hear it.
It was stolen from me once.
Thanks for calling. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, I got a Wolfman 79 electric.
A Wolfman 79?
A Wolfman Jack electric 79.
Wolfman Jack?
Did Wolfman Jack put out guitars for a while?
Yeah, when you press the button, it plays the theme from Dixie, you know.
Are you sure it's not a Corvette automobile?
No.
Did this come from Mojo Guitars or a place called New York Guitars at one time?
No. It has like little buttons on it.
Hey, Chris, do you recognize this?
No.
Tysko, get this guy's phone number.
Tysko left.
He left.
Why did he leave?
Because he said if you're just going to do appraisals and not talk about cool guitars and stuff, he was going to go get a cappuccino.
Hey, we're getting around to that. You know, the phone is ringing here. This is a full-service radio station. And besides, we're going to be there live tomorrow at the New York Guitar Show. So he could stop by at the WFMU booth.
And he will,
I'm sure.
He has that fine counter. It's a fine-looking counter.
Anyway, Chris, what is this man's guitar? What is he holding?
I have no idea.
You have no idea.
It sounds like something from Toys R Us.
Exactly.
Okay.
And there you go. It's a toy.
It is.
But it's a collector's item.
You're right. Find someone that wants to collect it and sell it.
Yeah, if it's a collector's item, maybe you should be like wrapping it in plastic rather than talking to us.
You shouldn't even be holding it. It should be in a climate-controlled vault.
That is.
Do you realize that? Okay, great. Thanks for calling.
That's reassuring.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, welcome to the air. Hi.
Yeah, hi. About 7 years ago, I bought an orange Hondo.
Okay, mm-hmm. And?
I was just wondering how much something like that would be worth now.
Oh, easily what you paid for it, like, in half. Cut in half.
I paid $850.
Okay, so.
Did
you go to 48th Street?
A Hondo guitar?
A Hondo. It's called the Rim, it says on it.
What?
Some call me the Rim.
It's one of those double-neck guitars.
A double-neck guitar? A Hondo double-neck guitar. Okay, does it have, like, big horns, like long horns?
No.
No.
Wow. All right.
Neon orange, and it's called the Rim.
Jeez, did you get rooked? It sounds like that, anyway.
Totally new one on me, the Rim thing. That's a new one on me.
Yeah, they always pick the best names, you know?
As in job?
Well, let me.
I don't follow you.
Okay.
Let me help you. Let me.
Probably just as well.
Let me help you along here a little bit. First of all, any double neck, okay, is of collector's interest to somebody out there. Okay.
Mm-hmm. His name is Tractor Seats.
Yeah. It's rather, and I would say obviously you may surmise it's worth more than a single neck.
So this is
guitar.
A 6 and 12 string.
Is it 6 and 12 string or a 6 string and a bass?
This is 2 6 string.
Two six strings.
We're really narrowing this down to collectors here. Yeah. You know?
Are you serious?
Yes.
Was it like a Rick Nielsen tribute guitar or something?
I assume so. It doesn't have any checker patterns on it, but...
Does it have an actual marijuana leaf lacquered to the back?
No.
Oh, good.
Oh, you've really stumped everybody here. Everyone's holding their heads like they're in pain. Mm-hmm. Say, Chris?
Yes?
What do you think?
As a former Hondo dealer, I'm going to have to say no comment.
Really?
No, yeah. I don't know the guitar. I'm not familiar with it.
Bring it down to the guitar
show. You're not familiar
show.
With the rim?
I'm sure not.
You okay. know what?
What?
I made it up.
Really? Jeez, he
hope
had
his
us
ego
going.
Is inflated.
He had us going. Okay, welcome to the air.
Chris was famous.
Hi,
for
how
rim,
you doing?
Too.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I have two questions for your panel of experts. Firstly, when you take a guitar and you alter it, what is the point at which you take away its value in terms of collecting by altering it?
The first screw that comes out.
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. No, that's not true.
That's not true.
Well, it depends on what you alter it with.
Yeah, it depends. If you have a guitar and you alter it, and it's a modification that can be brought back to original, if you keep the original parts, you're not hurting anything.
Well, let me tell you what.
If you strip the finish off, or you refret the instrument, or you replace the tuners with larger ones, or
route it out for humbuckers,
rimmed, or anything, then okay. you're definitely altering the value of the instrument somewhere down the line.
Well, what I've done is I've changed the
strings,
tuning pegs, and I left the tailpiece, and I left the pickup, and I changed the bridge.
Did you have to make the holes larger in the headstock when you changed these tuning pegs?
Let me see.
He's looking now.
There's screws in the back.
What kind of guitar is this?
It's a Harmony Rocket.
You didn't hurt the value. You didn't hurt the value.
Not worth shit?
Well, no, they're good guitars. They're real good player guitars.
Do y'all have that 7-second delay thing?
Yes,
these days?
We do. It was on, actually. Wasn't that handy? Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
I have a couple questions. One is...
Jim can't hear anything. He's getting really frustrated. He's sitting here looking at us like, what am I doing here? Can you hear? Okay, great. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
I have the Sky Sauna glass bass. You know, one of those old glass Ampegs or Univox basses?
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me about
Dan Armstrong?
Is it Dan Armstrong or is it Univox?
It might be a Dan Armstrong. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Well, Univox made copies of those, though. I had one.
Yeah, it's important what it is.
Yeah.
Well, say it's a Dan Armstrong, though, Chris, because I've never seen a Univox bass. I know they made them,
but they're real rare. I've seen a Univox bass.
Clear basses?
Yeah.
Real rare.
Yeah. How much would one of those be worth in good condition? I know they're real heavy and they don't sound that great, but...
Hey, I play one.
If it's a Univox, you're looking at maybe $250, somewhere in that neighborhood, maybe a little
more. And
what
about Armstrong?
If it's an Armstrong, probably about $800.
Okay.
Up or down, depending on, like, the condition of the thing, whether it's got, you know, any modifications, it's got the case, you know, typical... criteria.
Right. I also have a Roland Strat, the old synth controller. It's like Sunburst. You know, the black and yellow.
Does it have
those things worth anything?
Does it have the synthesizer that went with it?
Yeah.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that was from the dawn of, like, that technology.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, are we talking about the one that has the big extension from the body to the neck?
No, it's
no.
a Strat, basically.
Oh, it's
it doesn't have the big arm coming up over the neck.
Yeah, sort of the M16 look.
Well, the way things are going these days...
That's like a dinosaur, isn't it?
That's the whole thing. The way things are going with the electro-harmonics pedals commanding, you know, $500 and $600 for some of the different models.
Get out of town.
Which is pitiful, by the way.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Right, with that kind of stuff, you know, that kind of throws all logic to the wind.
The one I sold to Bruce for $90 is getting how much? How much are they going for now?
Somebody just had a reverse tape simulator on our
store. By the way...
$1,000 worth.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Are you saying Christy from the Nihilistics?
Chris T. Yes, that's me.
Oh, okay, great.
Formerly of.
Just wondering that.
Wonder no more.
Okay, see you guys tomorrow at the show.
Bye.
Okay,
thanks.
Fun.
Gee, it's always nice to be recognized. Hello, welcome to the air.
How you doing?
Okay.
I got a guitar. I got a question for you.
Say hello to Chris from Mojo Guitar. He's you know, he's got his ear pressed to the phone listening to this whole program. Right, Chris?
Yes,
no.
I do.
Okay, great. So
Squid's bass coming along.
How is that bass?
She just picked it up.
Great.
Oh, good.
So what were you going to say, sir? What were you going to ask us?
Well, I got a Yamaha 12-string, and I guess it's not a high-end guitar, but I was just wondering what it's worth. It's an FG420 12A.
Where's it made? It should say on the label where it's made.
Let's see. Made by Kachsung Yamaha Company in Taiwan.
Okay. there's the early Yamahas that were made in Japan had some of them had solid tops. They were pretty decent guitars actually. Mm. The later ones.
This
you know,
is a later one. This isn't that old.
Yeah, Taiwan. They're made in, you know, they make them in China, I believe now. Especially a 12-string, it's going to be kind of rough to sell. It's not worth much money. I couldn't say how much it's worth offhand without seeing it. But $100, $200 top, something like that with the case.
Oh yeah.
Sorry, pal.
Well.
You know, you tried, right?
Well, I bought it a few years ago. I paid $250 for it.
It's probably in that neighborhood now if you haven't beat it up and
yeah,
the strings haven't
same.
Pulled the bridge off. Yeah.
How about an Epiphone lap slide?
Hmm.
Chris
yep. at Mojo? An Epiphone lap slide?
It depends on which one. There were so many different ones.
Oh,
there's some real good ones and some real cheap ones.
Hmm. Bring it to the show.
Bring it to the show.
Yeah.
Where's the show?
It's at 440 East 12th Street between 1st and A. At Our Lady of the Bleeding Obvious.
Well, I can't hear
your radio down.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, I'd like to thank the caller that played a trick on you guys. I really got a kick out of that.
We did too. I was actually waiting to see this guitar. I couldn't wait to see it.
Oh, yeah.
I was just trying to imagine what style of script or handwriting the word rim was written on.
And did they have a Pacific Rim model?
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to know. Anyway, you were going to ask?
No. I also have a Standell amp from 1961.
A Standell amp?
Solid state amp for 12-inch speakers
in it.
1961,
a solid state amp?
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've just been holding on to this stuff, like this and the guitar.
You sure it's from 61? Everyone's
well,
shaking their head no.
I opened it up and looked inside, and there was a scripture that said 1961.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. Why? I mean, you guys can't believe it, man.
We can't believe it.
I mean,
we cannot believe it.
I heard somebody say they thought I found my guitar in the street, man.
Bring it to the guitar show tomorrow.
All right.
Thanks for calling. Gee, you know, these phone calls keep coming in, and I'm not so glad about that. Hello, welcome to the air.
How you doing?
Okay.
I've got a Guild hollow body with a single pickup that looks to be between 1958 and 63. It says Model T50 on it.
It's a thin body, right? Thin body?
Yes, it is.
Right. Okay, one pickup.
Right.
Is it got a cutaway?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Was it Slim Jim?
Jimmy?
Yeah, Slim Jim model. That's basically a student guitar
mm-hmm.
at that time. Still real good quality guitar. What is the name Guild on the top? Is it in gold like a silkscreen script?
Correct.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's an early 60s guitar or late 50s guitar. Probably a really nice guitar, something like that that, you know, you just want to play it. It's not got a lot of collector's value, but can't be duplicated in this market for any kind of decent money, so.
Well, that's true. Well, it's a great guitar. I love playing it.
Yeah, you should. It's a nice guitar.
All right, great.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We're really helping people out in the tri-state area make some extra money, aren't we?
Social work.
Or am I just kidding myself? Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, hi. I have a
Jim's looking at me like I'm out of my mind. You're out of your mind, he's thinking. What? You have a what?
I have a Spanish classical guitar. It says, this is a genuine by L.G. de Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, 1964.
Uh-huh. You the same guy with the Hondo rim?
Well, I never got a price on my Harmony Rocket either.
Okay, uh-huh. There you go. All right, classical guitars are a real narrow part of the market. There's some of them that are worth a small fortune, but it's very hard to sell them because there are so few people out there that can appreciate them.
How many times does Charo blow through town?
Yeah, it's not. There's not much happening in the classical guitar guitar field right now. You'll see most major dealers have maybe a dozen at tops on their list. Most dealers, I know Jimmy doesn't handle much of them. I won't just take them, you know. It's a kind of an acquired taste. You really got to know what you're doing. And there's so many makers out there, you know, that just set up shop. Also, in classical guitars, they use a lot of different woods. Cedars and pear woods and all kinds of, you know, stuff that's just not familiar. Most dealers don't even bother dealing with it.
Okay, great. How about the Rocket? Do you have any value on it?
How many pickups does it have?
Just one.
Does it have a tremolo tailpiece or just a straight trapeze tailpiece?
Just a straight tailpiece.
And you've replaced the bridge and the tuners?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's made in USA.
$100, $100.
It cost me $200 to restore it, so mm-hmm. it's a wash.
Yeah, there you go.
Great guitar, though. I love it. All right, thanks.
Thanks.
Bye. Take it easy. Chris, I had no idea your show was this abusive.
it can get really abusive because I only have an hour and I don't want to waste
one moment.
Frame,
pack a week's worth of venom into an
there's
hour.
There's a framed picture of David Cassidy.
Yeah, that was the whole idea behind the Partridge Reunion sort of revival band. Hello, welcome to the air.
How you doing, Chris?
Okay.
I got this blonde or white-colored, what they tell me is American-made Kramer.
Uh-huh.
Single pickup, like a banana head on the headstock, banana shape.
Uh-huh.
And is it an original Eddie Van Halen style?
You asking me?
Huh?
Do you know anything about it? I mean, where did you get it from?
I bought it from a Kramer warehouse sale 2 years ago.
They have those things?
Oh,
they have
yeah.
Kramer warehouse sales?
Yeah, well, Kramer, you know, liquidated. They went to a big liquidation
right.
Chapter 11 thing. They sold all kinds of stuff.
Chris at Mojo,
mm-hmm.
Didn't you attend a parking lot Dan Electro liquidation sale in your youth?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I did.
Wow.
Well, the Kramer stuff, let's just say this, that toward the end, the stuff that they were liquidating, it could have been anything. It could have been like a salad guitar, like a piece from here, a piece from there, all put together. Kind of a thing, like, you know, salad. You know, could put anything in, add it, you know, change the flavor, do any kind of thing.
Well, the thing is, the left-handed, to me, it seems like it's an original vintage from when they were first making them.
Well,
what would it be worth, then?
It could very well be. It's almost impossible to say. I'll say this right now, though, that at the New York Guitar Show tomorrow, I'm dead certain, that you'll see a ton of Kramer guitars that can be had for $100, $150, and maybe even less. So Kramers are, you know, if you like Kramers, now's the time to buy them.
What about the metal neck ones? I mean,
they're heavy.
And yeah.
Well, actually, there's a renewed interest in collectors for those things,
and
believe
Travis,
it or not.
Travis Bean.
Desperately
Beans
working in every direction
Kramers,
to collect
right?
And assume everything.
Exactly. Yeah.
What about the fact that it was American-made as opposed to the Japanese?
Well, you know.
That means they paid the workers more to make it.
It's going to be worth more to a Kramer collector. Yeah. You know, and that's about it. Yeah, it's going to be worth more to a Kramer collector. See, to say you could say something is worth any amount of money. It's just
can you go out and get that amount of money?
Exactly. It's just waiting for somebody with the cash in their hand to approach you and agree with you and then purchase the instrument. You see
all
what
right.
I'm saying?
Thanks a lot.
Yep.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Well, what have we achieved here so far today? Not a lot. But we have told people about the New York Guitar Show, which is important. It runs Saturday and Sunday, by the way.
Yes.
And it is a benefit for AIDS research.
The AIDS Resource Foundation for Children.
And it is from 10 a.m. to 7 on both days?
Yes.
Oh, six? Well, seven is the 6 to 7 is the cocktail hour.
Ten to six.
All right, and it features dealers from all over the country, from as far away as Ohio. As far away as Ohio, I like
Canada, that. California,
Texas,
West New Jersey,
Austin, Texas,
all the way down the shore. Okay, and
Tysco Del Rey of the off the wall column.
Don't you guys have
magazine
any?
Fame
don't you have any special features like other guitar shows? Don't you have like a, you know,
nude giveaway?
Live. Don't you have like a, you know, you get into one of those air filled chambers and try to grab as much cash as you can, sort of thing.
Try to grab as much picks as you can. Yeah.
You got to do something like that. Like stretch the guitar string. Guess how much they weigh, or I don't know how many.
No, we're
string winders in this bottle.
We're
going to sort of thing.
Electrocute one dealer. We haven't decided which one yet.
Well, yeah, the New York Guitar Show is famous for having such a varied collection of aberrational personalities that you know, it's just
look at the people that are running it.
It just plain nasty guys. There were so many nasty guys there last year, like guys with
it's
serious
nasty
attitudes.
Business.
Well, is it a nasty business, Skip?
People get psyched up to come to New York. You know, I give Chris Cush all the credit in the world. He is in, you know, in the Lower East Side selling guitars. I mean, that is, you know, equivalent to being a caisson.
Okay.
Know,
okay.
In this business. You know, we're merely out in the suburbians. We're suburban idiots out there, you know. You know, with a college campus guitar shops, you know, but Chris is right there, you know. Chris is he's fighting the fight, you know, among
the
street folks.
The good fight.
The good fight.
He's fixing bases for the lunatics.
The armed fight.
I mean, if Chris wasn't there, who would be fixing the lunatics' bases plate, you know?
No one.
Base. Chris. He's put down the phone again. I hear him. He's covering up. He's saying they're making fun of me on the radio again. Chris.
What?
Did you hear all that great stuff we were just saying about
no,
you?
No, a customer just came and picked up a guitar, and I didn't charge him, so he went out and bought me a beer. He bought me a
I don't even know if this is beer. This might just be some sort of chilled alcohol.
You missed all.
Is it like Cisco? Is it that stuff?
No, it's like Warren's. I cannot pronounce it.
Wow.
It's brewed according to German law.
Oh my God, no! That means no Jews have touched it. Is that what you're saying?
I just did.
Oh, okay. Listen, Chris, you missed all of those great things people were saying about you. We were just saying that you're down there in the midst of it.
In the
thick of it.
Oh, in the bowels of the Lower East Side?
Yeah, that's what Skip said. I didn't say that.
No, I didn't say anything about bowels.
No, I didn't say bowels.
He said the better part.
Well, no. I'd rather be down here than in the suburbs.
That's right. We need you where you are.
But getting back to the nasty guy issue, I mean, it's a big weekend in town for a lot of these guys, and it's a big opportunity for them to try and look cool in front of each other and trade their instruments back and forth. But it doesn't change the fact that there are, like, some real interesting guitars around and some stuff that you can get and acquire with fairly cheaply.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't it part of this, the reason these guys are nasty is because, as opposed to other guitar shows, it's not so much dealers walking in, but just, like, regular average people
human beings, bands. Yeah.
And people who want to buy a guitar. And so if you're not coming, like, loaded for bear, they're kind of nasty.
If you don't have an oriental sounding surname, they're not very patient.
Am I totally wide of the mark
on that one?
No,
there's
totally.
You have every type. You have every type there. It's interesting you get people coming from the heartland of America,
Manhattan, Kansas.
Yeah. Who will ask you, is it safe? And then you have to tell them, well, think, this is New York City. You know, anything can happen to you. Anything can happen to you. So, you know.
You're in a church. People
safe.
Take sanctuary
is it
there.
Safe?
What do you mean, is it safe? Is this the Marathon Man? I mean, what are we talking
here?
Is it
here? Safe? And you say, yes. Of course, we say, yes, but it's completely safe. New York City, completely safe. Lower East Side, safer.
Safest. God's own land, we like to think of it as.
East 12th Street, yeah, it really is just, you can see for miles, and it's just like a prairie, and your heart just fills full of
springs. And now that Tompkins Square Park is open, you can take a leisurely stroll.
And watch children play,
visit the dog run, mm-hmm. Watch Crazy Juan and his pit bull try to kill other dogs in there.
Mm-hmm. And stop by at the Mojo Guitar Shop, which is where?
102 St. Mark's Place between 1st and Avenue A. And I'd like to thank Tysco and Arlene for bringing me a delicious iced cappuccino, even though Arlene's trying to detox me from caffeine.
Uh-huh.
She saw it in her heart to bring me one.
Now, listen, Chris, we're going to give out the number again in a minute. It's 201, actually right now, 201-678-7743. But what's hanging on the walls over there that you want to unload? I'm going to provide a public service, even though you didn't show up down
nothing
here.
Nothing I want to unload. I want to keep everything that's in here.
Well that's no way to stay in business.
Except for this hamer that's hanging in the window. That'll almost give away.
What kind of hamer is it?
I'm not sure. You'd have to see it.
It's
Bruce
a rim.
Has seen it.
The
Bruce,
rim
you
model.
Explain it.
It's, rim. It's the rim. It's the real rim.
It's the rim. It's the car that the Hondo rim was styled after.
They had a damaged body, and they cut off half of it, and they sort of thought they'd make like a travel guitar out of it, and so it really just kind of looks like an ink blot.
It's got like a piano hinge in the middle.
No, almost. It looks like a sort of an ugly red ink blot or like one of those Chinese masks, you know, with a neck.
I have an acoustic rim.
Do you really? Yeah. Jeepers.
No. I think the six and the six string concept is one that really hasn't caught on yet. That's why you guys haven't heard of the rim.
The two sixes.
The two six strings tuned differently, I guess, or something.
Chris? Is anybody keeping a track of Chris Cush's fluid intake? Now, he's mentioned several coffees, now he's having German beer, now he's following with cappuccino.
This doesn't sound good. Chris, this doesn't sound good.
Well, I'm a caffeine achiever, Chris.
It's the Crossy Bears.
Uh-huh. 201-678-7743. And listen, during this lull in the programming, would someone please take that guitar out of the case and we'll have an on-air appraisal for insurance purposes?
Okay, I'll do that, Chris.
Okay, you take that guitar out of the case.
That blue metal flake job of his?
Yes. Now, there's a perfect example of altering an original state guitar that at one time was a Deluxe, Les Paul Deluxe, and was routed out for three humbucking pickups and is now worth, maybe $200, right?
Those frets are a little big, aren't they, Chris?
Well, yeah, but
he's a big man.
At the time, I didn't know. At the time, I had no idea.
What's the tinfoil, the secret little tinfoil compartment on the back there?
Well, that was my attempt at making it look like the other two more. You know, it's just a cosmetic thing, kind of making it look silver.
Under that tinfoil is nothing.
There's a switch under there.
What does the switch do precisely?
The switch is a coil tap.
Uh-huh.
And what are you saying, Jim? Jim, we can't hear you. Get near a
so
microphone.
Convenient.
He's saying that the white dust from the tinfoil thing is getting on his clothing.
Hey, plug it in. We brought an amp along.
Here, I want to hear Jim play.
Hey, Chris?
Yes?
Is Tesco there now again? Can we ask him a question about guitars?
Let me ask him.
Okay.
Tesco?
Would you like to be on the radio?
He's talking about meat right now.
He's a god among men, ladies and gentlemen.
He's talking to Richard Nelson about meat.
Tysco will be at the show. He will be selling his very excellent off-the-wall calendar, and he will be eating out at a lot of places in Manhattan.
Is that... How do you say his name, Bruce? How do you pronounce it?
Tysco Del Rey.
I've been saying it wrong all these years.
Spanish name.
That's another great thing about the dealers tomorrow and Sunday. Every one of them has their own pronunciation. Hey, Tysco.
Can we just call him T-Man, just to make my life easier? Mr. Ray?
I think
sir would be good.
Sir Ray?
No, just sir.
My liege.
Is he coming to the phone, Chris?
No, he was talking to Richard Nelson about meat. And Bruce can let everyone know that Richard knows a lot about the subject.
Yeah, Richard knows a lot about meat.
Do you want to talk on the radio, Tysco? No, he said no. And now he's laughing at me.
There's his laugh. Do
you hear him laughing?
See, when you read his column in Guitar Player Magazine, you really can't appreciate that girlish giggle.
Yeah,
you know,
he's still laughing.
In the type.
Wait, hold on one second. Here, let me ask him again.
Okay, 201-678-7743. Hello, Mr.
Tysco.
Mr. Ray?
Yeah, Del Rey, to you.
Welcome to the air.
Hey.
I'm so honored to have you on my program.
Well, are you?
This is
I'd be honored, too, if I knew who I was talking to.
This is Chris T. at WFMU. I've been a faithful reader of yours. I wrote a letter to you once.
Oh, you're the guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where'd you have lunch, Tysco?
Huh?
Where'd you have lunch?
Let me think. I didn't really have lunch. I walked around and I accidentally ran into Balducci's, which is the place everybody directed me towards anyway.
Uh-huh.
And I got a baguette of garlic French bread, three cannolis, and an eclair.
Oh, man.
And it was about $20.
Sounds like $25.
No, it wasn't that much. It wasn't that bad.
Where do you want to go for dinner?
Hey, listen, the SEC says you can't use the airwaves like it's a telephone, Bruce. What are you,
I'm sorry.
What are you doing here?
I'm here to interview this man.
He's interviewing me. This is like a guide to a New York guide from somebody from Texas.
Uh-huh. Now, listen, I want to ask you a question, okay? In your off-the-wall calendar, okay, what guitar is actually the most playable? Because for people who don't know, Tysco is, I'm sorry, you say his name, Bruce?
Tysco.
Tysco.
Tysco is into seriously strange guitars, okay?
Yeah.
Now, how many of them, what's the ratio of playable to, like, unplayable?
Oh,
how many of them just simply look really good?
A little bit less than 50-50, probably.
Okay.
But the best one in there, I mean, there's a guitar in there that I use on every gig that's a Burns Double Six.
Uh-huh.
Or a Green Sunburst 12 string. It's the best 12 string I think it's ever been made.
Okay.
And
now,
from Graceland. They have one in Graceland.
They have one in Graceland. So
what's it doing in Graceland?
It is a green sunburst,
which
is a great
concept.
Elvis
wouldn't play a 12 string unless it was really great, you know.
True.
Uh-huh. Unless he could pound the back.
Yeah.
Now, you know, see, because the guitars you're into are really colorful and interesting looking, but, you know, are they practical? Can people play them?
Well, yeah,
Or do you just take photos of them and put them in calendars? I mean, seriously.
No, see, I've owned these things for like 10 years, and this is the first calendar I've ever put out, so obviously not. But
how much does your calendar retail for?
$15.
Is that worth it, Bruce? You've seen the calendar.
Yeah, I think it's beautiful.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It blows any guitar calendar that's ever been put out will put you to sleep, you know, and this will wake you up.
You know what it contains is that mystery ingredient that's so lacking in so much guitar collecting
the
and
dates.
This kind of speculation. No, a sense of humor. I mean, a fairly amusing read.
Okay, so you can save
beautiful
the pictures.
Photographs.
Oh, yeah.
Jim's shaking his head at my guitar. Why is he shaking his head at my guitar?
It bit him.
If it had been left alone, Chris, it'd be be worth a fortune.
I didn't do that to that guitar, though.
Did you do all the blue thing to it?
I painted it. That's all I did to it.
Uh-huh. Well, if you guys are done with me.
Hey, listen, Mr. Ray.
Yeah.
We'll
Del Rey. It's Del Rey. Del isn't my middle name.
Mr. Del Rey, we'll see you tomorrow at the guitar show. And,
all right.
And we'll be live on the air. So
yeah, and we're going to go eat. And Bruce, if you can figure out where, let us know.
You just fire a flare in the shape of a four, okay?
Okay.
I'll see you all later.
Hey, listen, is Chris coming back on the phone momentarily?
If you want him, here he is.
Okay, listen. It's 10 minutes left here in this program, and in that 10 minutes, you could tell me why that's no longer worth anything.
Hello, Mojo Guitar Shop.
Hello, Chris.
Yes.
Are you going to be there tomorrow with T-shirts?
Yes.
Okay, great.
I want to say one thing about Tysco's calendar. It is the world's coolest calendar, but that's only because Richard Nelson's calendar hasn't been released yet.
All right, so it'll be a cooler calendar.
Well, I don't know if it'll be cooler, but it'll have more naked pale women on it than Tysco's calendar does.
Very pale women.
Are there any naked pale women on his?
No.
Okay, so that's if you put one, you'd have more. If you just have one naked woman in Richard's calendar, there'd be more.
Well,
let's not split hairs.
It's a dialectic.
Okay. So, Chris, really, thanks for being on the air with us again this year.
And, bon
and next year, you have a year to think about actually getting here in person.
Well, Chris, I have to hold court here, Chris, as you know.
I know. It's definitely how did you describe the Mojo Guitar Shop one time as the...
I don't know.
Bruce, well, I know it came from you. It was sort of like the... You know the general store in Petticoat Junction or
Floyd's
Green Acres.
Floyd's Barber Shop. That's in Manitoba, and says it's Floyd's Barber Shop.
Yeah, all it would need is a stove, a pot-bellied stove in the middle, and crackers.
Cracker barrels. Well, we got amps for that.
Okay, Chris, thanks for being here with us. And once again, the Mojo Guitar Shop is conveniently located
102 St. Mark's Place.
102 St. Mark's Place, and it's open. What are your hours? Your winter hours?
Noon to 7.
Noon to 7 every day except for
Sunday.
Sunday. Okay, so stop in and buy a guitar, right?
Chris, we'll see you at the show tomorrow.
All right, we'll see you there.
And Skip, if you keep dissing me, Tysco and I are going to hold you down and shave your head.
Shave your head.
It's already been done.
All right, thanks. Go get something to eat.
I'll see you.
Bon appetit.
He's sloshing now as he walks down the street. There's like cappuccino and beer inside of him.
I love that guy. He puts up with all kinds of costumes. People wear costumes in his store.
Chris is such an easygoing guy. I haven't seen him get ruffled yet. And the things that go on in there. I mean, cops walking in and playing guitars.
Nude cops. Live nude.
All standing. Naked cops.
Okay, we got more phone calls here, fellas. A praise away. Hello, welcome to the air. Now, what electroharmonics pedal is that, and how much is it worth?
I think that's the Big Muff Fuzz.
Is that the Dr. Q?
I was hoping it was the Screaming Tree.
Oh. Was it the
Soul Preacher, you think? Baseballs? I think it was Baseballs.
Okay. That was great, though. I like that. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I got a sad question.
Uh-huh.
Because I had a Gretsch Silver Anniversary Chet Atkins.
Uh-huh.
And...
For his Silver Anniversary or Gretsch's?
I guess Gretsch's. I don't know. But see, like, you can't ask me any questions about it because somebody ripped it off my house like a week ago.
What was
ago.
It doing on your house?
Well, in my house.
If you had kept it in that... Oh, never mind. What color was it?
Sunburst.
Okay. It was a Silver Anniversary model. There's not a Chet Atkins Silver Anniversary.
Well, maybe I have the wrong name.
Gretsch Anniversary guitar, yeah. Huh?
Yeah, it was a Gretsch Silver Anniversary.
And who do you think
Take
stole it?
Easy on him. He's choking back the tears.
Now, when was it stolen? How long ago?
Oh, it was stolen about 2 weeks ago.
And any sign of it at all? I mean,
No, I live in Jersey City, so, you know.
Did you make a police report?
Yeah, I made a police report. I stupidly never wrote down the serial number, though.
Well, that doesn't make a difference. If you've got a police report, this is just general information for anyone who gets a guitar stolen. You get a copy of the police report.
Right.
And you just go around to guitar stores, generally New York City, if you're from the area you're calling from. And if you can, send out copies of the police report to guitar stores. Just look in the phone book.
Mm-hmm.
And generally speaking, if you see the guitar...
Reclaim it.
Hang it up in somebody's store. It's yours. You know, just get the police to come down with you, and there you go. They give it right back to you.
Yeah.
Now, what do dealers do, I mean, the more scrupulous ones, about making sure of a guitar's pedigree before they buy it? I mean, who owned it prior and who's selling it and so on?
While we're in the business of heaping Chris Cush with tremendous amounts of praise, he goes through incredible lengths to make sure that things aren't stolen, because in the neighborhood that he works in, people are just walking off the street with stuff all the time.
Uh-huh.
And you really do have to kind of verify, because you don't want a lucky guy like our caller hopefully will be walking in there with that police report going, give me.
They took a banjo at the same time, a Washburn banjo.
No, not a banjo.
I know you guys are down
I'm
on
reeling.
Banjos, go but
I'm not down on banjo. I have
no,
nothing.
I don't
I have
try to
no,
find the banjo.
I play bluegrass for years.
What kind of freak would do that?
Okay, thanks for calling.
And wait, I have one more question.
What?
I have a silver tone guitar. Has like a semi-hollow body. Looks like a hollow body, but actually is like almost solid wood.
Painted F-holes?
F-holes. Does this
have it coming with a case and amplifier?
Unfortunately, no. No case and amplifier. No, it's, it's a thick, three-inch thick.
Made out of masonite?
No.
Okay, and?
Well, I just want to know, I like my Gretsch. This thing I really don't like. Is it worth trading or something someone would be interested in?
You ain't going to get a grudge for it.
Well, Silvertone never had a guitar factory. There was never a Silvertone factory where guys were punching their cards and
showing. Right, well, I imagine it's a Dan Electro made.
Well, so, well, that's, if it was a Dan Electro, you'd get some money for it. If it was a Harmony or a K or even a Japanese model, Silvertone, very little. Bring it to the guitar show tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Well, it's almost the end of the program. We got two more calls, so this should eat up the whole end of the program, right? Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi.
State of
mind at work. I just have a quick question.
Your bass is ready.
Okay, no.
Chris says to pick it up. No,
hey,
I'm sorry.
Just because I'm a girl calling in doesn't mean I'm in the lead.
I was making a little joke.
Hey. I know.
Okay. What's up?
Tell me about Supras.
Have you got one?
No, I'm actually in search of one.
They're great amps.
A guy I know just bought one at a garage sale. A Supro for $4, and he bought a Silvertone, you know, with the amp case guitar for $20.
Right.
That's what garage sales are good for.
But I mean, are they basically pretty decent guitars?
They're fairly decent guitars. They have a very peculiar neck design.
It's like a V. It's kind of. Well, that's a thick neck on that.
You have several different kinds. You have, you know, because the wooden ones, and then they made a fiberglass.
Yeah, that's actually what I'm in search of.
You're looking for a fiberglass one, uh-huh.
Are they real expensive usually?
Well, it depends. You can get the less ornate models, single pickup models.
Right.
Not too many knobs, not too much money, $100, $150, whatever.
Really? Because I've seen them for like $400 and $500, and I thought that was kind of crazy, but I wasn't really sure.
It is kind of crazy. There's not too many models that legitimately can command those prices as Supras.
Could you recommend a place where I could find them?
Come to the guitar show tomorrow. You'll be climbing over them.
Well, I'll go there Sunday because I have to work tomorrow.
Yeah, good enough. There'll be plenty of them there.
Come and see Skip at the City Lights booth.
If we've got a bass. We've got a Lunatics silver bass Supra.
No more Lunatics jokes, please. I think two per show is exceeding.
Damn you both. No, it's okay. Yeah, I'm in search of the guitar. So.
Always like to hear from female guitar players.
Yeah, see, I think I was the first girl,
That's great. Yeah. That's great. Anyway. Good. That's terrific.
Yeah. Well, I'm learning. I'm getting there. But I really, really like Supras because they're thin and they're real light. I just really like the sound, too, so I'm in search of.
You should definitely take time out of your busy weekend and come by the guitar show.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do it Sunday.
It'll be a great opportunity as far as Supras go.
Great, I'll be there.
And as far as all the men at the guitar show go.
Yeah,
like,
hey.
To have like at least a couple of women walking on.
Forget guitars, I can pick up men. No,
yeah.
You can meet a bunch of really big guys.
Hey, thanks for calling, though.
Thanks, bye.
Wow, she was a lot of fun. Hello, welcome to the air. No, I don't want to hear that again. Thank you very much. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, I got a question.
Yes.
Wait, am I on the air?
So far.
No.
Oh,
you're okay,
not.
That's the end of the program. 201-678-7743 is the phone number here. And tomorrow, beginning at 10 a.m., opening to the public, the New York Guitar Show, which is a benefit, again, for the AIDS
Resource Foundation for Children.
And what's the admission at the door, anyway?
Okay, it's first of all, I should say that the Guitar Show is a production of City Lights Music in cooperation with Jim Pash Productions, who's sitting right here.
There's Jim. Hey, Jim.
Sitting
Hello,
right
Jim.
Here. It's admission is free by donation. Okay, so you make a donation to the AIDS Resource Foundation for Children. It's $8 for one day, $10 for both days. You get that second day for $2, and.
It reminds me of that Simpsons episode where Homer's saying, it's a donation. You don't actually have to pay. You can just walk right in.
Yeah, well, you actually have to pay this one. Yeah, actually have to pay.
You know, last year I was going to say this. I ran into G.E. Smith. He's there like every year because the guy's seriously into guitars. Do you know him personally, and what kind of man is he? Because the way he grimaces on television all the time like makes me want to vomit. And he was standing right behind me when I said that kind of loudly. It's that guy who's always grimacing. But he's got really nice guitars. I'll give him that. He's got nice taste.
George is a great person. He really is. He's a mainstay of the vintage guitar collecting circles, and he's got a nice place in New York too. Yeah, Northeast Chapter. His collection is absolutely astounding. It's tremendous.
Northeast Chapter. What is that? That's his place.
No, I'm just.
This is Bruce extrapolating.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm trying to provide color commentary. It's really, really going over badly though. I can tell.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we got two more quick phone calls here. Hello. Welcome to the air. This is the guy that was making the noises, I bet. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, hi, I got a question.
Okay, make it fast.
Okay, Gibson put out a guitar called the Marauder.
Uh-huh.
The
ones that Kiss used to smash on stage.
Right.
What?
Right.
Those are the ones that Kiss used to smash on stage. They had piles of them
in
the back.
Holy cow, that's the one?
That's the one. They were like the low, low, low end of the Gibson line at that time.
Oh, yeah? Really? Because I had one, and I did the same exact thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And?
What?
And?
I just want to know, like, if I smashed a, you know, an expensive guitar or not, yeah.
$250.
Yeah.
No, you didn't smash an expensive guitar, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Well, I guess that'll about wrap it up for this program. Jim, are you going to tell me why that was once a nice guitar and it's not anymore? You said because it's been repainted and... It's worth how much?
Was a 68 gold top that would be worth about 2,000 because it has a small headstock.
Uh-huh.
Now it's worth about five.
About 5,000? Wow. Give me 5,000 for it right now.
$5.
Now, you know, I bought that guitar for $225 and it didn't look anything like that when I bought it. So
it wasn't blue, huh?
I thought it was a nice buy. And I had my friend who paints Harleys paint that. So it worked out okay. I wasn't about to take a really nice guitar and destroy it, if that was your worry. It was destroyed before I got it. Okay, next up, Fabio. And you all come on down to the New York Guitar Show one last time. It's at
440 East 12th Street between 1st Avenue and Avenue A in the scenic, historic Lower East Side of Manhattan.
And
it's safe.
It's safe there. And for anybody who wants an opportunity to unload something they cannot play and pick up something they will play, come on down.
And,
that's
you know,
what I did.
A lot of cool T-shirts, catalogs, all kinds of neat stuff.
And geeky looking guys.
Thanks very much, Chris, for having us on. And
Skip,
and for
thanks
doing
for
this
actually
every year.
Making it.
Yeah. There you go.
This is great. Next year, maybe we'll have Chris here and you, and then we'll have like a Gibson authorized factory representative down here.
Yeah, next year maybe the Village Voice will get with the program and just give us like some kind of notice that there's an AIDS benefit going on in the Lower East Side.
Well, hey, listen.
Not enough performance art, I guess.
That's it.
Okay, thanks for being here. This is WFMU, Uppsala College, East Orange.